Two practical notes of reminders. On our holy days, we don't have a formal collection, but you're most welcome to make an offering to the poor boxes as you leave church today. And second, for the reception of Holy Communion today, we will have two ministers in the center aisle in the back by the break for everyone in the back section. There'll be two ministers in the center with the Sacred Host and four with the chalices of the Most Precious Blood. So if you'd like to receive under both forms, please come up to the front. But you on the wings will need to go out, and we'll take care of the choir first. I expect that some of you, looking around at your age, remember the Beatles hit, Hello, Goodbye. You say goodbye, I say hello. Hello. Remember that one? Well, today we're here to say goodbye to 2017 and hello to 2018. But if you listen closely in the gospel, we're reminded that all those events, the miraculous events of Jesus' birth, Mary pondered them in her heart. She stepped back from the busyness of that event and started reflecting on what it meant in terms of her experience of God. So today, I just ask you two things. Look back with reflection on the past year. Before you say goodbye to 2017, identify at least one thing in your life for which you are particularly grateful. Before you go to bed tonight, say thank you to God for the gift, one gift, that was part of your life in 2017 before you say goodbye. And as we begin this new year and say hello to 2018, I'd ask you to reflect also on one positive hope you have for this coming year. What do you most need God to present into your life in this year as we move forward? And then pray with confident trust that through the intercession of Mary, the Mother of God, whom we honor today, God will fulfill that hope in the way that He alone knows is best for us. Reflection on something to be grateful for in the past, something to hope for in the future. And through God's grace and blessing, may we enjoy them both.